Welcome to the Down and Dirty Podcast, the ultimate guide to modern midlife dating. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and I'm here to help you navigate the challenges of today's dating world. Think of me as your female version of Hitch, but better. With over 16 years of experience as a certified image consultant and dating coach, I've got the inside scoop on what women want. In this podcast, we're diving deep into the world of healthy masculinity and modern dating. It's a fast-changing industry, and here you'll find personal stories, expert insights, and candid conversations that will empower you to take control of your dating life. There's never been a better time to achieve your desired outcome, whether it's marriage, finding a significant other, securing a life partner, or simply regaining your dating confidence. We're here with you twice a week to explore the viewpoints and challenges in today's dating arena that resonate with every man seeking dating success and love. So let's dive into today's episode. We've got an exciting discussion lined up for you. Get ready for the double D's of dating, where dating dilemmas turn into dating triumphs. Welcome everybody to another episode of the Down and Dirty Podcast. As always, I am your host, Celeste Moore. And today we're going to talk dirty to me. It has been a minute since we have done Q&As. So let's just jump right into it because I have like 10 questions that you guys are dying to get answers to. And I hope that I can provide some valuable information for all you listeners as well. So thanks again for hosting all of your questions. So if anybody is listening here and you're like, what the heck is going on? You can DM me in my Instagram, Celeste Moore Image. You can send me on LinkedIn at Celeste Moore. You can go ahead and email me at celeste@celestemoore.com. And you can submit me your questions you would like me answered on these episodes. I'll probably be doing once a month now that I'm releasing content twice a week. I'll be doing solo and guest within that week. So one of those solos will be questions that you want me to answer. So let's get into it, guys. All right. My first question from Raul is, what is the biggest misconception you have found about online dating? Well, Raul, I believe that many people think that online dating is only for casual hookups like Tinder. You know, it's always been a myth that you cannot find meaningful relationships on there. It's just a hookup site. And let me tell you, I do not agree. Yes, it is a place where there is a plethora of women. You can swipe, meet up, have hot sex, whatever, get your rocks off. But honestly, if you're actively online dating strategically, the likelihood of you finding someone online is going to be much better than meeting someone in person. Now, I still love to meet people organically. I really think that there's some strong connection that you don't get via online. But online, you have the ability to not only describe yourself, but describe what you're looking for in very detailed format. There's prompts these days to get you to think about things that would be great to ask someone or put in your profile. And you can have really great pictures that are not only great for you as far as visually, but also about who you are and the things that you enjoy doing. So I believe that the biggest misconception is that it's solely for casual hookups and there's no meaningful or long-term relationships or even marriage that pans out of that. So that is a big fall. You just need to put in the effort and you need to get crystal clear and be strategic with your dating plan, just like anything else in life. All right. Thanks for asking that. Number two, JC is asking, how has the perception of beauty changed in social media? Well, let me just tell you, social media has complicated things, but it's also added value to our lives. And the beauty portion of it, there's so many filters today. You can put a filter on for anything. You can put a backdrop in. You can, like, you're in Paris. There's so many misconceptions now because filters are fun, but they take away from who you are. Like, what do you really look like? So I know that I've showed up on dates and somebody either used a filter or a picture when they were younger and looked nothing like them. So I was like looking, nothing. So it definitely has complicated things in that aspect. The perception of beauty also is not real. What social media looks like, it's not real. There's a perception that we all have to be perfect. We all have to be what the magazines look like, all the models, or we have to be, you know, as a guy that you have to look a certain way. And I really don't like that because it diminishes, it takes away from the reality of things. You know, it has definitely amplified the beauty industry and its standards of what we should look like. But honestly, I want you guys to get past that a little bit. Obviously, chemistry is important. Obviously, looks are important, but it's not everything. You really have to dive deep into who do you really want to wake up to in 20, 30 years? Because that person that you're looking at online right now is not who she's going to be like. It's not who she's going to look like. Excuse me. Maybe even be like, but she's definitely not going to look like that. So you got to put past that a little bit. And I know that's really hard because men are visual creatures. So thank you for that, JC. Rob is asking, can you really find love on dating apps? All right. Absolutely. My best friend married her husband and they met on match.com. I have met numerous people, even on Tinder, that have met their person. Over and over and over, people have, countless people that I know have met their significant other online. And, you know, it is the modern way of dating. It is literally one of the best ways, like I said earlier in my last question that Raul asked, is because there are a lot more pool of women, right? But when you start to strategically date, that is how you can find true love. That is how you can find the person that you're supposed to be with, your partner. And I really want to emphasize this. You have to create that profile, just like it was an interview, just like it's your first time meeting someone. Your first impression will set you up for success. It is so huge. Not only the way you look, body language, the description, who you are, things that you love, your values, your beliefs, your life goals, and who you are looking for. Please don't leave your profile blank in the apps. Do not leave it blank. Do not have shitty pictures. And don't be vague in your bio. If you are truly looking for love, if you are truly looking for a lasting relationship, don't forget all the other stuff is so important as well. The way you dress, your grooming, if you smell good. Hygiene is so important. Make sure you are paying attention to all of these things. You want to be successful. You only get one shot to meet somebody. So don't forget how important that is because this could be your person. And by any means, am I not saying that you should be someone who you're not? I don't think you should dress who you are not. I don't think you should be inauthentic by any means at all. But finding who you are authentically is truly who you're going is the vibes and this is the energy that you're going to send off and who you meet. Don't lie about who it is. You get to create your life. You get to be with who you want to be with. So be honest with yourself and with others. Thank you for that question. I might not have time to do all 10 today. Joe, he's asking, what do you think is the most important aspect in maintaining a healthy relationship? That's a good one. I was just talking to my mom about this morning. And communication. I don't care what type of relationship. I was talking about my daughter and my relationship with her and how I'm learning to communicate better and effectively so that she's actually listening. My mom was having this problem. She's a president of a college campus in Los Angeles. And so she literally is the head person with all the funnels of everybody else working under her. So she's got to be very strategic in her communication to be effective. And being open and honest and understanding with your partner forms the foundation of healthy relationship. Think about this. Someone once told me that if you speak through your feelings, I am sad, I feel hurt. I feel disappointed, I feel, you know, let's just say there's an argument that's happened, versus coming at somebody and saying, well, you made me feel this way, or I don't, you know, there's the difference is the second part where, oh, you did this, or you're putting blame, or you're attacking the other person. They're going to want to shrink back. They're going to want to not open up. They're going to shut down. So how effective is that? But when you can say to your partner, you know, I felt hurt by the things you said to me, so I'm feeling unhappy, I'm feeling sad, then they're not feeling attacked. They're going to, if they love you, they're going to want to help you get out of that. They're going to want to make sure that next time they don't make you feel that way. So communication is definitely, definitely key to a healthy relationship, work relationship, parent, child relationship, friends relationship, and romantic relationships. That's a great question. I don't think there's enough spoken about it. And yes. Okay. Adam is asking that the subject is him and his girlfriend have a tumultuous time dealing with jealousy. And he's asking me, how do I handle jealousy in a relationship? It's a really good question. Honestly, I think you should be open and honest and address it, like in an honest, open way. Discuss why you're feeling these feelings of jealousy with your partner calmly and constructively so that you can find a solution. Because jealousy really is, if someone gets jealous, it's really about their own insecurities. It is not about you making them feel jealous, because you cannot control anyone's feelings. You cannot make anybody feel a certain way. So being open and honest and talking about the feelings and really maybe dig deeper why that person is feeling insecure. Maybe it's a past relationship. Maybe for some reason they feel less than. And I hate to say it, but that's not your problem. Like I said, you can't make someone feel a certain way, but you can be supportive and talk to them and explain to them that maybe it's something that you can work on together and find a solution to where you can make the other person feel worthy enough so that she doesn't feel jealous. That's a really tricky situation, because I feel like jealousy comes from old trauma, and then that in itself needs to be addressed. But Adam, thank you for asking that question. I have time for just a couple more. Great question. Jimmy, what's the best advice for someone struggling with their self-image? Wow. Okay. Well, being an image consultant for 17 years, I have seen the ins and outs of different people's vision or view of themselves, not feeling worthy, not feeling beautiful. Maybe their body's changed over time. We all do. Whether you've gained weight, you've lost weight, you've got wrinkles now, it's really about focusing on the self-love and acceptance, knowing that we're never going to stay the same. We're always evolving. We always are aging. And that should be more of a beautiful thing, right? Our wrinkles show our lack lines, that we've laughed, we've enjoyed life. Own your body. If you are working on yourself, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, then you should feel good no matter how you look. And hopefully you're just working on being your healthiest version of yourself. Focus on the self-love and acceptance. Celebrate your unique qualities that nobody has, whether physical or they're inside, and construct. And remember that self-worth too is not determined by appearance. Okay. You need to find those things that you bring in life, that you offer people, that you make Maybe you make people smile all the time because you have a great sense of humor and you have gorgeous eyes. There is a physical feature about somebody that is beautiful. Everybody has a physical feature. Smile, eyes, arms, legs. But that is not your self-worth. It should not be determined by your self-worth. So don't forget that, okay? That's really important because you should all love yourself because we are amazing and we can be even better and we can grow and really focus on the spirit part. Because when you're happy inside, you shine physically. You light up. Your face is glowing. You're smiling. Your eyes are meeting eyes with other people, and you can tell someone is happy and they love themselves. And that should be the most important thing. So thank you for that question. And I could fit in two more. Ben, is monogamy outdated? Ooh, racy. I like that one. Monogamy is not necessarily outdated, but it is definitely a questionable relationship type in a lot of relationships these days. I think number one, people are more open to being verbal about what they want in a relationship. And it might not be monogamy. It might be monogamish. It might be poly. It might be, you know, it could be a plethora of relationship types. It really depends on, you know, your values and agreements in the relationship and how important that relationship structure is, if it's consensual and fulfilling for both or for all involved. You know, and it's okay to change it up too, but as long as you guys are on the same page. If you are not, then this is where it can actually be an issue, but I won't go down that road. But I don't think it's outdated. I just think nowadays there's more books, there's more education, there's more clubs, there's more online presence of different types of relationships, and people are more aware. And so they may be checking things out that they didn't have any idea that that was a possibility for them. So monogamy is for some people. Monogamy is also not for people. But those aren't the only two relationship styles. So just keep that in mind. I got one last question for you that I can answer tonight. And it is from Jared. And Jared is saying, how can someone spice up their sex life? Ooh, I've got lots of answers, but I'm going to keep it short and brief because I don't have much time today. But thank you for asking this question. You know, I've heard so many things about communicating, right? Communicating is super important. But there's other ways. And when I mean communicating with your partner about your desires and your fantasies and boundaries, and that can lead to sexual exploration and it can lead to sex revitalization. There's so many different ways you can spice up your sex life. It can be staying monogamous. It can be monogamish. That means that you majority stay with your partner, but you are also exploring other partners. It can be trying new toys out in the bedroom. Maybe try some kink, S&M. And it could be, you know, submissive or dominant, or it could be the feel of you can watch porn, you together. You can be romantic if you haven't been romantic. You can take a quick little vacation that you plan for her for the weekend. And so there's some mystery and you just tell her, bring this and this and that and meet me at the airport or however you want to do it. But there's so many different ways you can explore with more adventure play, cosplay. You can do dress up. You know, there's so many different ways depending on your comfort level and her comfort level. But before you can get to some of those try-ins for those things, why don't you write a list down of some of the things you would like to try? It's not just fantasy, but it's, let's try and see if we like this. Have her write a list and then you share the list together and see if there's any commonalities within that. If not, maybe pick something that's similar and ask each other if it's something that you're willing to try. There's also some fun dating game, like card games that you can purchase, and they have some really cool question within the dating games. And you can kind of, like, if you don't know where to start asking these questions, and then maybe things will start popping up in your head that you're like, ooh, I wanted to try this. Maybe you want to explore more of voyeurism or stuff like that. So there's lots of different ways. I hope those were a little bit helpful, maybe a few tools in there. But let me say, I appreciate you guys showing up here and continue to listen. I hope you learned something. I truly love this platform. I love to educate. I love for people to be happy and successful and beautiful individuals, happy from within yourself first, and then bring that into your relationships, how you want to build and be just truly have the best relationships. Keep exploring, keep navigating this crazy world of dating, but don't stop. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And until next time, bye.
If you enjoyed today's episode and want to support podcasts like ours, then please hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star rating, and or invite others to listen. Your support is what helps us grow and continue to bring you valuable content. Thanks for hanging out with us on today's episode. Let's stay connected. You can find me on Instagram at Celeste Moore Image, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's discussion. For all the links, resources, and additional information mentioned in this episode, check out the show notes on my website, CelesteMoore.com. That's all for now, but stay tuned for our next episode where we'll dive into more exciting topics. Until then, see you next time, friends.